Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 113 of The World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As I do every week, I'll be going through my week in terms of goldmaking. I'll be talking about what's going on with the game, and a discussion point, and we're going to smack the last two together. Because once again, we're going to focus on Shadowlands and the early markets and how things are looking. Because that's definitely the most interesting thing to talk about when it comes to the economy of World of Warcraft these days. So, of course, the podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to my full TSM setup, which includes settings for Shadowlands. So if you're interested in that, head on over to patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Alright, so let's do a little status. Of course, I'm doing written statuses on the blog now as well, because I've been I've officially started my road to 100 million challenge, which is the long-term goal here. This week, well, I'm currently sitting at 18 million gold, which is about 400,000 gold, and last time I recorded an episode. So that's 400k down. What's interesting is that in this period, I've generated a crazy 8.6 million gold in sales. So, but I lost 400k. I actually lost all of that gold the last 24 hours because I bought materials for 1.8 million to prepare for the reset and potentially legendary crafting. I went pretty all in. I had left over about 300k gold on my realm after that. So that was interesting. Otherwise, I would have been sitting at 20 million by now, because most of the things I've been doing in Shadowlands have been profitable, but I've been reinvesting so much and just continuously increasing my material stockpile and crafting new markets, new things, new everything. So yeah. My gamble for the going all in on materials so far, it's a bit 50-50. I had the right idea, but I did not focus enough on the specific materials to buy. So I ended up over-invested in some materials that have not gone up in price, and I'm severely under-invested in some other materials, primarily callous hides that are still just a huge pain in the ass to get enough of. Because you need so many of them to craft the base legendaries, and the leather and mail legendaries are by far selling fastest. So that was a mistake. But who knows? The Alethium ore went well. I probably should have bought more Alethium and less of the other ores. And that's also the case for Tailring. I just should have bought less. I bought way too much Lightless Silk. And the Tailoring enchants are still not selling for a profit, so it's just languishing in my banks, essentially. But it's fun to take some risks, and we are getting sales. So for this week, I started mostly writing like the Darkmoon Dex market. It's been the main thing I've done. Then I added the rare crafted 151 item level armor from across all of the crafting professions, essentially, which has been selling pretty well. The ring is probably the best out of them, and that's nice because they're also the continuously cheapest to craft due to the fact that you're just a prospect Laestrite ore. And that's the main thing. Then I swapped over to the legendary supply chain yesterday, and I've been getting a lot of legendary sales today, rank ones. I have not pushed on to the higher ranks at all, and I'll talk a little bit about why. But I had a specific plan going into in my head for how I wanted to approach the legendary market, and I think it's going to work out. But I'm not sure yet. So that's going to be interesting. The market for base legendaries right now is definitely dominated by like a few certain pieces. There are some specific armor item combinations that are apparently very popular right now, because the classes or specs has access to their best in slot legendary power, whereas for cloth, like my warlock does not have access to his best or even any good ones yet, because I'm affliction. So there's zero point in crafting a legendary this week on my warlock, which means that I'm not buying, and that seems to be the case, that the tailoring ones are not profitable, Some of the plate ones are, and some of the leather and mail ones are very profitable. So, particularly leather shoulders, mail helmets, plate legs. Those are some of the items that have stood out to me. So, yeah. So, let's turn our attention over to Classic for a little bit. I haven't played Classic, so I don't have any status updates there. I'm at wherever I was last week. But Naxx is out, and we have to talk a little bit about Naxx. This is the last tier of Classic, the last phase, the last time, the last hurrah. I'm assuming people are willing to dump a lot of gold into Naxx progress because there's really not much left over after Naxx to spend your gold on, presumably. So I expect all of the relevant rating consumables, like the normal DPS and healing and mana pots, to go up in price, and of course the frost protection, the shadow protection potions that you need for certain bosses. I think this might be like the, well, we know by now, but I have a feeling this is going to be an inflationary launch for a phase and a raid. Simply because there isn't much to spend gold on after Naxx is done. There might be more content, but I personally find it very unlikely that they'll do Classic Plus. They might do TBC. Either way, there's not going to be much use for Classic level consumables eventually. So I do think that that most of that is going to die by the wayside. Alright, so normally this is where we take some questions from my patrons, but I don't have any. So guys, get on that, give me something to answer. But let's go into the discussion point. And I'm going to talk about some of the market dynamics that I've seen in Shadowlands. Some of the interesting things to me. And some of the things that I've seen people do and why I think it's stupid, but and some of the things that I've been doing. And the main thing is, of course, legendary crafting. Because this has been extremely interesting to look at how people have reacted to this these items. Of course, so many people rushed for rank 2s and 3s and 4 even last week. Like, personally, I was planning to go into legendaries, but I thought we'd be able to get enough soul ash week 1 to craft. Because Blizzard didn't communicate that aspect, and I didn't realize until it was too late. So when I realized that there wasn't any you couldn't turn your base item into finished legendary, I just crafted one of each legendary, posted them for sale to see if I could get some sales now. Maybe someone wanted to get in early and just get their item. Maybe there were a couple of idiots going around. Wanted to just have them out there. And that was that. But then people just went right by. They blasted through rank 1, rank 2, and 3, and 4, trying to sell rank 3s and 4s in trade chat on week 1. And just incredibly surprising to me that someone would think that's a good use of time. Now, of course, I hear that these people are getting sales, which is, of course, surprising because it's a completely useless item. It just sits in your bag for 4 or 5 weeks, even if you're buying the rank 4 base item. So you are essentially banking on stupidity to get sales and make back your initial investment. But to me, that chance just seems too low to be worth it when we know that the general trend for material prices is going to be downwards. Materials will be trending downwards. So it just doesn't make sense to me at all to do it that way. At all. There's also the fact that it's very quickly evident that rank 1 legendaries are not particularly expensive. A single rank 1. It's a little different between the professions, of course. The leatherworking ones being way more expensive to craft. Due to how hard it is to get callousides. But that's beside the point. Like it seems like legendaries are not going to be that expensive. Which means that most people will probably craft a rank 1 legendary when they can. Rather than waiting, like, there's not that much benefit. The benefit is not huge. So I do think that a lot of people will just buy the rank 1 legendary if they have access to a good power. So what I decided to do, what I wanted to do, is to just... I wanted to have one of each rank 1 legendary ready to go when the reset happened and people would be able to start crafting them. And then my basic plan is to just craft more. Like, as soon as I start something, whatever sells, I'll craft two of that. And then if the two sells quickly, then I'll start increasing my stockpile gradually for the items that sell quickly. And then hopefully, I'll have leveled most of the relevant recipes to rank 2 by the time the reset rolls around. Now, if there are any recipes that I think are going to be valuable that I haven't gotten to rank 2 just from selling items for a profit throughout this week, then I'll power level them just before the next reset. But until that happens, I want to just sell them profitably. That's my approach to the rank 1 legendaries and their legendary ranking system. I want to sell everything I can profitably. Now, there are people who created all of their rank 1s to get to rank 2 quickly, or just dumping them on the auction house, posting 10 at a time, trying to get the sale, and being desperate to get the sale, not focusing, not trying to sell them for a profit, just getting rid of them. And there's a surprising number of people doing this. And I just don't understand why. If you have that much gold, why are you willing to sell something that's just now getting demand and is incredibly useful and is annoying to craft? Why would you try to sell that for less than crafting cost? Why would you willingly just boost supply to levels where you're guaranteed to drive down price? I mean, it's fine. People are doing it to get to the later ranks. And if they're getting enough profit from rank 3s and 4 sales to idiots, then good on them. I just think that, based on my perspective, it's a terrible idea compared to just trying to focus on selling what is useful to people. Craft useful items, sell them to people. But hey, I've also been making a lot of gold with missives, so the entire thing has been pretty nice. But to me, this is just like this entire behavior cycle with the legendaries. Just seems to me that people are looking too much at the potential profit based on auction house prices and not enough focus on what is actually selling. Because I am pretty sure they'd make more money just posting one at a time, rank 1 based legendaries, and selling them for 20% profit quickly. Than trying to sell these rank 3s and rank 4s to people who don't pay attention. But yeah, whatever. Now, what's going to be interesting, so the other thing I wanted to talk about is the fact, it's part about the herd mentality and the herding of gold makers. Everyone focuses on the same methods usually, like something is good, people start telling other people this is good to make gold. Knowledge spreads, suddenly everyone's doing it, profits are down. This dynamic was like hyper, what's the word? This was shown extremely well with the launch of Shadowlands. During the first week, there was only one really strong recipe for crafting, Darkmoon Dex, that was really good for people just hitting level 60. Everything else was like meh, or useless, or just something that people had to craft to level their profession. Which meant that they were willing to dump it for rock-bottom prices, and they still are. Is fine. I understand why people do it. But personally, I'm just holding on to a huge amount of stock. But that's a little bit beside the point here. So Darkmoon Dex, everyone went into Darkmoon Dex, driving down profit margins, driving down the price, getting more and more Darkmoon Dex into people's hands. And that's fine. That's normal. But there's a huge amount of crafting time that was devoted to Darkmoon Dex. And now, finally, with the launch of the reset, not the launch, with the reset, we now have access to rank 1 based legendaries. And they are useful to other players, which means that they are now selling well, as are many other things that weren't selling well before the reset. So if you now want to craft everything profitable, you have to split your time between Darkmoon Dex and missives and rank 1 based legendaries and the intermediate enchanted crafting materials and everything else. And that means that you have less time to craft Darkmoon Dex. So generally speaking, we should see an increase in the profitability on Darkmoon Dex if that was the only factor at play. Now, sadly, it's not. But it does mean that right now there's many, many more different crafting opportunities, and people will need to be will be spread thinner across various markets in terms of time spent. So that should hopefully lead to some larger profit margins in some markets, particularly if you're not on a huge realm. But either way, like, your competition will have less time to any given market, so there will be markets with less competition now. Now, if we see an increase in the profitability of Dark Moon decks is a little uncertain, though, and that's because of the missives. Usually, herb prices are determined essentially by the most profitable use you can put them to, and particularly this is true when it comes to milling. So if you can sell missives for 3k a pop, or Dark Moon cards are worth on average 2k a pop, then missives are just flat out better. You should just only craft missives. And there might not be enough players with gold who don't have their Dark Moon decks yet to increase the price point to where it's profitable. So it might just mean that it's not worth it. But we'll see. There are many, many different factors at play, and just the different uses of an item is not the only one. But definitely we should see profit potential broaden out and more markets be able to give strong sale opportunities. Longer term, when we're talking next week, next reset, we'll see Alchemy and Cooking join the party, essentially. As once we start raiding in Mythic Plus, then we will usually fairly quickly blow through the supply that people crafted to level their professions. And a lot of the useful recipes will start being profitable to craft, as the only people bothering to craft large quantities of potions now will be the people who are trying to profit off of it. So that's gonna be interesting. Time gating definitely a huge factor in this expansion in terms of, like, professions are effectively time gated. We'll unlock part of the demand slowly over time. Now it's going to be very exciting. This is just day one of the second reset. We've just had one, not even one, we'd have one evening of rank one legendaries. So it's going to be very exciting to see how that market evolves going forward. I think on some of them I already have five crafted and sold, so I'm definitely looking good for unlocking rank twos this week. Overall, it's been a very fun launch. To me, I've made a lot of sales. I haven't made a lot of profit yet, but I've had a lot of fun with the gameplay as well. So it's been really cool. So I think I'm going to call it here, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode. If you did and you want to read more about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. With a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.